I had a problem with Joe's cheating on the fat yesterday. Well, it's Friday, I'm sorry.
Josh, move your phone.
Thank you.
Just in case.
Thank you.
Is it on?
Okay, this is, we all ready to go? Som versus Bernstein Family Realty, and it's plaintiff's motion for final summary judgment. And representing the plaintiff is Mr. Sweetapple, who represents the Bernstein Family Realty.
There was, Your Honor, there was a default entered against that entity.
Right, right. And well, there was some individual defendants.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Bernstein have been defaulted.
Right. And how about the You're seeking summary judgment against you?
It's actually a final judgment on a default, however we prepared it as a summary final judgment specifying that we're not seeking to remove anyone. The relief we're seeking is to foreclose on the note to get a money judgment. We recognize that the court's going to defer any sale or any removal issues until after the moratorium's lifted.
Moratorium is lifted.
Has it been lifted?
Sure.
Yeah. When was it lifted?
I've been selling property that's secured by notes for a while now.
But I'm saying to remove people from their homes, I understand.
Well, it depends on whether there's a valid rental agreement that would, of course, if there is one, arm's length rental agreement that would trump the person who would buy it at a foreclosure sale would be subject to that.
Right, right. So
if it's not a valid arm's length rental agreement, that's another matter entirely.
Yeah, I stand corrected. The motion sets forth not seeking possession.
Okay, but you're just seeking to foreclose on the original promissory note from what $110,000 looks like,
right? But
from 2009 or 10.
Right. Yeah. And I will tell the court that my associate totaled up all of the monies owed, but didn't get it to me until like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I didn't get an affidavit on that.
Yeah. And so, and I've been dealing with Mr. Rose before the second mortgage was assigned, and I told him obviously I have him review any numbers before I submitted the judgment to the court, because the second mortgagee is going to, you know, be impacted by my numbers. So I want to give him an opportunity to calculate everything.
Yeah, I mean, the evidence that you utilize for a summary final judgment has to be filed 40 days in advance of the hearing,
right,
under the new rule.
Right, but this is a default. This is just a final judgment on the default. So really, I'm going to ask
on a note that's liquid, you know, I guess it's a liquidated damages on the note, right?
Right, so
is there anything from the defense on this? And ma'am, are you representing?
I'm representing Jacob, Joshua, and Daniel.
Okay.
Who are all, and we consider them indispensable parties in this. I'm newer to this case. I haven't
seen you here before.
Yeah,
so pro se, as I recall, before, were they?
I believe so. Yes. But
and your name is?
Leslie Ferdarigos.
Okay.
Would you like me to stand up there, Your Honor?
No, you can stand if you'd like. If you're more comfortable.
Sure.
The apple just likes to stand, you know. So.
Yeah. but our position is that my clients are indispensable parties, so in the process was not properly effectuated. They were all adults when service of process was made, and I believe it was only made on the mother claiming that the connection.
This was all litigated over a year ago.
Okay.
There was a default entered. There was a motion to set aside the default. We had argument on it. I believe I denied the motion to set aside the default. I mean, what's your defense to the...
To the summary judgment?
Yeah.
Basically, that there's, I mean, I don't believe that you can do a summary judgment when there's not jurisdiction over my clients. So, I mean, that's really our main argument, in that to simply just take my clients off of the lawsuit, I don't believe that's possible because they're indispensable parties.
Okay. So, who is the plaintiff seeking final summary judgment against to enforce this promissory note?
Let me be candid with the court as to what the argument is so you fully understand it for purposes of making any decision that's appropriate. We sued Mrs. Bernstein.
We're
understanding that these children were minors. There's been some statement that they weren't minors. They're not minors now, or maybe they weren't minors at the time. They live there. They've lived there now for years without anyone paying. What has happened is we got a default for unknown tenants as well. So anyone living there is subject to this judgment. Now, if there's, as you said, a lease that would present us, or even someone living there, I guess, could come in and say, you can't remove us. But this is the time or place for that. We make it clear in our motion, which you should really deem as just a motion for final judgment, that And it was done more than 40 days. It was filed in August and noticed in November.
And who's the signatory on the note that you're seeing?
The president, Simon Bernstein, who's the president of the maker. So we have an innocent dissolved entity. So what happened is he died, he made the note, the family members lived there and had not made payments. And while there was a moratorium, we didn't do anything, and it's languished, and so.
So you're seeking a money judgment against?
Against the dissolved entity.
Right.
And then, which will only be collected from the proceeds of the sale, we won't be able to go after them for any deficiency if were there one. And we're seeking a sale, but we understand that possession is something we're going to have to look into and see whether or not there's a lease, whether or not they're tenants now, or what the nature of their rights to possession are.
What's the amount of the money judgment given?
According to calculations, and subject to Mr. Rose scrutinizing them, there is a principal of 110.
Correct.
There's interest of 265, taxes that were paid of 48,000. My clients paid the taxes this whole time. Taxes that are due, we believe, we're trying to verify it, of 7,844.28, and the attorney's fees are 46,773. Total is 479. But as I said, Mr. Rose needs to go through and make sure we did the interest right. He agrees. We're going to file an affidavit for our fees. If he doesn't agree, then obviously we'll
have a hearing on the fees.
I'll probably just agree to whatever. You know, if he thinks something's not reasonable, I'll take it out of our request.
Okay.
We have that kind of relationship. We litigated quite a bit. And if there's some objection, I'll ask my fees. It's because they're not recoverable. There might be travel. There might be.
And the note itself required is a, let's see, does it include fees?
It was a balloon note. Yes, I believe it required. Just a quick copy of it.
Enforcement of the note. I mean, you're going to have to refer to the entitlement, I guess.
Yeah, let me look at the note.
I only have the original note, not the
book. I have the note right here. Yes, it says, placed in the hands of an attorney for collection.
All costs of collection, including reasonable attorney's fees. Okay, so you're going to be entitled to attorney's fees and an amount to be determined later, right?
Right. We'll submit an affidavit after I speak with Mr. Rose, and I'll request the amount that will be less than the affidavit if he objects.
All right, so let me turn to counsel for the defendant.
Yes, Your Honor, I know that I'm limited to my representation with the children, but and I'm not sure, again, because like I said, I'm newer. I don't know if this was already dealt with. I didn't see it, but I could be wrong in regards to the service on the actual agent of Bernstein Family Realty. From my understanding, the agent that service was originally perfected on was a former agent who had resigned prior to the service. So that's really our big argument, is that service wasn't.
And so the person who signed the note as the borrower manager is deceased, right? And so the people that are residing at the residence secured by this note are his family members, right?
Correct.
And including what, his grandson and his son? Is that who we have here at the house?
I believe so. Is it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And other than this note, and what other encumbrances are on this residence? Is there a bank loan or no?
I'm not sure.
This is the first and second that Mr. Rose's client has.
Okay. Well, you have an attorney here.
But I don't believe this counsel represents the entity, Your Honor. I think she's just here. I mean, she's appeared on behalf of
the
grandsons.
I just wanted to note to the court that the person who accepted service resigned from service due to fraud on the court, where he submitted fraudulent estate documents to the court. We're going to be bringing all this up in a much bigger push to get the corruption that's going on here. But Mr. Don Tesher was suspended from law practice. He resigned from all Bernstein Family Matters. Mr. Rose and Mr. Sweetapple both were aware of that. He illegally accepted that service. So BFR has never been properly served.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Can I get your name, sir?
Your name?
Elliot Bernstein.
That's Mr.
1L1T.
Your Honor, he is pro se. I just wanted to point that out. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yes.
They could, he could have been sitting with you at counsel table if he wanted to. All right. The court has had an opportunity to review the information provided by the plaintiff here. The court believes that summary judgment is appropriate. The plaintiff is entitled to reasonable attorney's fees. I'm not going to set a sale date until I get your affidavit, finalized affidavit. When you submit that to the court, did you want me to set a sale date?
No, I'll let the court do that. It's a pleasure because I don't know how long it's going to take me to have Alan review my fees to make sure he's comfortable.
Okay, but once I get the order that's uploaded, do you want me to set a sale date?
Yes, I do.
So I want to give the Bernseys a chance, if they wish, to work out some arrangement with your client. I can set a sale date down the road if you want to work this out.
That would be great. Yes. So I could have, you know, time to...
I mean, it's only been going on for over a decade, you know. So, I mean, there's... Somebody owes somebody money, right? Okay. So I can set them out as far as 120 days.
That's fine.
So when that's of course 120 plus when I get the order from Mr. Sweetapple, which will contain the affidavit of indebtedness. All right. When I get that, I'll upload an order, and the order will indicate that I'll set a sale date 120 days down the road, which is 4 months, and gives everybody a chance, if you can work it out with the plaintiff who's owed money, right? If you can work out an arrangement so you can stay at the house, great. I want people to be able to stay at their homes, but they have to pay, you know, pay whoever they owe the money to. I assume on the is it a condo? Is that what we're talking about? Is it a condominium? It's in an association though? What's the second mortgage holder on this?
My father's estate, or now the trust, and that was an illegal transfer as well.
All right.
As I understand it, they haven't sought a foreclosure. I don't know.
Yeah, so they're not seeking payment. So the only person that's seeking payment here is Mr. Song.
Yeah.
So work out whatever you can. If you can't, then I'll have to have that property sold to a third party after 120 days.
Yeah.
Okay? And then after that, if it's sold to someone and you have to leave the premises and find your own place to live, you're going to have to do that. Okay? All right.
My understanding is that Mr. Rose and the Bernsteins have had a mediation last year. They've been attempting to work out the second mortgage, and I've let them know that we're more than happy to work with them, helping them.
All right. The motion for summary judgment is granted, and I'll wait for your order and affidavit. Don't forget to attach the affidavit to the order of indebtedness, okay?
We'll do that.
All right. All right. How long do you think? About a week or two?
Maybe a week. No more. I had put a call into Alan and Naomi Abate is doing the affidavit now.
All right. All right. Thank you. You all have a great Thanksgiving. Right. It was nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.